Well, first of all, this morning, guys, I got a buddy. He's got a job interview this morning. He's a big old fella like me, but he gets nervous like me sometimes. And, let's pray for him. Tell him not to be nervous. He's going to sit in a pretty big room, a board room. He's going to sit in front of some pretty important people, some colonels and stuff. And it ain't nothing but a lawnmower job, but it's kind of hard for a guy sitting in front of them jobs like that with them big guys and they looking at them. So, yeah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for Brian this morning. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing me to get up here and say your word, Lord. Oh, I pray, Lord, that you'll let everything that comes out of my mouth, Lord, to come through you, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll please be with Ryan, Lord. Wrap your arms around Ryan. Give him strength. It's love on him, Lord, and help him to just exceed in his interview and let him answer all his questions right and let him do well, Lord. And let it lift his self-esteem, Lord. I just love you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, it's so good to be in God's house this morning with good friends like you, I can tell you. It's been a blessing this week. It's been great. Brother Lane talked about being safe yesterday. And that's the way I feel here. I feel safe. With all my brothers and sisters, I feel safe. It feels good to block everything out for a few days and put all my focus on God. Amen.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for the smiles and the expressions on your face this week. It's made me feel really good. And we all need that. I thank you. I can only imagine how heaven's going to feel. It's going to feel great. How safe we're going to feel there. We feel safe here. We're going to feel safe there. But we got to go back into the world when we leave here this evening. We got to go back to our regular routine. We got to witness for him. We have to lead everybody to salvation that we can. That's what we all trying to do. And I don't think it's going to be long for the Lord gets back, y'all. I don't think it's going to be long. Now, I'm going to say something this morning and lay it on my heart. The Lord laid it on there, and I'm going to say it. Wouldn't it be nice to feel this much love when you get back to your home church Sunday morning? Wouldn't it be nice? It'd feel good, wouldn't it? No gossip. No bad looks. Just smiles and just, wouldn't it feel great? But I know your church never be perfect, or there wouldn't be no need for preachers. But I'm here to tell you, don't give up praying for those people. Don't give up. There's no one too hard for the Lord. No one. Amen. John Wesley said, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can, and all the places you can, and all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. That's what we all need to try to do, guys. That's what we need to try to do. Our best. I had a buddy one time, his co-worker. His name was T-Bone. The roughest character you ever had in your life, the Lord stuck me right with him. And I wasn't saved back then either. This is about 10 years ago. I thought I was saved, but I wasn't. I had good roots, and it made me realize just how bad he was, and I never wanted to be that bad. Yeah. But anyway, I worked with this fella for about 2 years. And I'm talking about he cussed every cuss word you could ever imagine. It was the Lord's name in vain, every other word. It was terrible. It was a terrible place to be. And I prayed on and off for him. I said, Lord, please help me. I said, just help this fella. Nothing would ever happen. Nothing would ever happen. And I was like, well, you know, I just kept praying anyway here and there. But I got to a point where I just gave up. I said, man, ain't nothing ever going to help this fella. Don't do that. Well, about 3 weeks, about 3 days he had went to missing. And I went in there to my big boss and I said, sir, I said, where's my coworker at? He said, well, got some bad news. He said that the other night he tried to kill himself. I said, do what? He said, yeah. He said, he tried to kill himself. He said, he got in an argument with his wife and said police officers came and they had a struggle. He had a gun in his hand. They beat him up pretty good. They beat him up so good they had to do reconstruction surgery on his face. Couldn't even recognize who he was. Well, he just kind of disappeared for a year. Nobody seen him. He lost his job. Went out. Well, that fall, I had put my kids to a Baptist church where my friends goes to. It's like a fall festival. And all my kids were standing in line at one of them things where you throw the fishing pole over the thing and got the curtain up there and you get the candy, you know? Well, my kids was up there doing that and my kids got through and I was standing there. And here comes T-Bone and I fly behind that curtain. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I'm sorry for the way I acted back then. He said, the Lord got a hold of my heart. He said, I'm living for the Lord and I'm going to church. And I'm doing right. That right there let me know right then, hey, God, prayer works, guys. Prayer works. Amen. Galatians 6:9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap our harvest of blessing. If we do not give up, don't give up praying. That's what he's saying. Just don't give up. We need to be for real. We got to have the right attitude. Gotta have the right attitude. We have to have the right attitude of compassion. We have to be consistent at what we do. We must be consistent because people will see a good reflection because others will come to see Jesus. We are the sheep of God's pasture, amen. God wants to see us. God wants to see Christ in us when we stand before Him. He don't want to see us. He wants to see the Jesus in us. Romans 12:16. I thought this was just great all week, Brother Lane. I was in Romans before I even got here. It was on my heart last week. Just crazy. I'd think of something and I'd go to Romans, and I was like, man. Then I got here and he started talking on the same chapter I was talking, reading on. I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, this is great. But anyway, NLT 12:16, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. and don't think you know it all. Don't think you know it all. Christ demonstrated and taught that we should treat all people with respect. Those of different race, handicapped, poor, going, you know, old men, women. We should never consider others as being beneath us. Never. Always think of each other as equal. It don't matter how bad they cuss. Don't matter how bad they are. Don't matter what kind of gossip they're talking about. Just, they're always good as us. They're always good. All you got to do is just talk to them a little bit most of the time. All the time. Lord will come to them. Paul says we need to live in harmony with others and not be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. People should say there's something about that person. He is so real. His light shines so bright. When people look at us, that's what they need to see. They need to say, hey, man, he is full of Jesus. He is just glowing. That's the way we want to be. Bring Jesus into every conversation you can when we get out of here. Every conversation you can. Let your light shine. And feel safe knowing he's going to have you in his arms every step of the way. Amen. That's all I got for you guys this morning. I hope you enjoy.